This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As Matthew develops his record of Jesus' life, you will find more and more hinted at and then clearly stated about the death of Jesus Christ. You will find in chapter 16, after Peter declares that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus explains that he will have to die for God's plan to be realized. In chapter 17, after Jesus was transfigured, he again explains the suffering he will face. In chapter 20, after giving the parable of the workers in the vineyard, he again predicts his death. And during the final days of his life, right after he was gloriously hailed as the Son of David when he triumphantly entered Jerusalem as described in Matthew 21, he shares the parable of the tenants. In this parable, he makes it clear that the son would be killed in fulfillment of Psalm 118:22. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The religious leaders were having a hard time understanding what Jesus was saying, especially since at the time he was accepting the affirmations of being the Messiah. They were looking for a king who would alleviate their present difficult political circumstances. Jesus was promising to provide for their eternal well-being. This is still true. People are always looking for Jesus to get them through their present circumstances and make life better for them here and now. That concern totally overshadows what they should be concerned about, their eternal salvation. Christ the King so loved us that he suffered and died for our sins in order for us to be forgiven and receive eternal life. If you've never taken that step of faith, let me encourage you to do so. Ask him to be your Savior.